Private First Class John Jotka is the lowest-ranking member of the squad charged in the Hamdaniya case. The 20-year-old from San Diego has been in the Marine Corps for barely a year. NPR's Scott Horsley has his story.
Not many students join the Marine Corps. From John Jotka's high school in a well-to-do San Diego suburb, 9 out of 10 go on to college. Jotka himself enrolled in the University of California at Riverside last year, but he still felt a strong call of duty. So he left college after a few months and signed up for boot camp. The move worried his mother, Carolyn.
I wouldn't say that enlisting in the military during a time of war would have been my first choice for my son, but he felt passionately about it, and he did.
After basic training here in San Diego, Jotka was anxious to get to Iraq, and he didn't have to wait long. He was deployed in January. His mother says soon after Jotka got to Iraq, a reality sunk in that wasn't quite what he expected. An Iraqi who was a friend one day might turn into a suicide bomber the next. Jotka regularly called his father in the middle of the night, Iraqi time, after coming back from patrol.
There's no way to sugarcoat anything that he said. Iraq sucked. It was uncomfortable and it was hot. And yeah, when the first couple of firefights, he was scared to death. But still, some of the best times he's had in his life are with his brothers in arms.
His dad says Jotka was looking forward to finishing his 7-month deployment and coming home to his family and his high school girlfriend. Instead of a happy reunion, though, he and the 7 other accused servicemen were sent home early and locked in the brig under maximum security. Until that was relaxed last week, the men were shackled whenever they left their cells. Carolyn Jotka says her son is still locked up 23 out of every 24 hours, but at least now he's allowed to talk to his family without a glass partition between them.
Last weekend when I saw my son, I can't tell you how heartening it was to give him a hug, to have that physical contact. And he also mentioned that since they were allowed to be out of the cell without their handcuffs, the guys had been out in the yard playing basketball, and that's made a huge difference in his morale.
The accused servicemen have gotten a lot of public support. Carolyn Jotka has been flooded with phone calls from friends and total strangers.
I have a 30-minute tape on my answer machine. Every time I leave the house and come back, it's completely full. 100% of those calls have been very supportive. My son is not the enemy. He's one of us. He went over there to protect our rights so that we could sit here today and have this conversation. If anyone should be given the benefit of the doubt, it should be those men.
Jotka's parents say he hasn't told them much about what happened in Hamdaniya, but his attorney, Joseph Casas, says prosecutors will have a hard time making their case. He says even though impressionable young Marines may have been coerced into confessing to crimes, what actually happened was a justifiable killing.
This alleged civilian is not an alleged civilian. The facts will show that eventually that this person was an insurgent supporter, if not a terrorist himself.
The Jotkas suspect their son and the other servicemen are being made scapegoats, not only because of what happened in Hamdaniya, but also what happened in Haditha, another town in which unarmed Iraqis were allegedly killed by U.S. Marines.
The Marines have felt the heat for whatever perceived missteps there have been in the Haditha investigation. And here, I believe, certain elements who were keenly attuned to the political winds blowing, thought they had an easy target.
His lawyer says Jotka and the other men are caught in a political quagmire. His mother hopes it will end soon.
When my son left for his deployment in January, many people asked, how do you feel? As his mother, how do you feel? And I said, obviously I'm very worried for his physical safety, but I'm equally worried for his mental health. He'll be faced with situations and have to make decisions that, you know, he can't possibly anticipate at this point, and that has really rang true in the last month or so.
The Jotkas remain convinced of their son's innocence. Carolyn Jotka wants to know just what her son's orders were and what the rules of engagement were on April 26th. She hopes that will come out in her son's trial. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.